Think your girlfriend would like to hang with us too?
Oh, yeah, she's a big fan.
Got any pics of her?
I already showed you one, remember?
No, I mean, do you have any good pics? Show me the tits.
She's never sent me any nudes. I look away, feeling ashamed. But I have some beach photos.
Show me.
I feel weird about it, but I pull out my phone and begin flipping through the camera roll. Aiden stares over my shoulder, watching while I scroll her bikini photos.
Oh yeah, she's good. Really good.
Thanks.
Surprised you were able to pull her. Well, I suppose you haven't actually sealed the deal yet. Still haven't gotten to fuck. Little Ash, that big dick doesn't get much action, does it? This is what happens when you live a lie.
We arrive outside the burger restaurant. Relief crashes over me. Whatever he wants me to do here, it can't be any more uncomfortable than this conversation. I hope. Aiden leads the group inside. The sizzle of burger patties blends with the savory scent of French fries. The place is packed. It's the lunch rush. Something odd happens, though. Aiden's queer groupies disperse throughout the restaurant, sitting at tables and pretending to chat. They move with such confidence and purpose that it seems choreographed. Has Aiden already given them instructions?
Hey, Ashton.
My manager waves from behind the register. I give an awkward wave back. Fuck, I don't want to be here. I'm in public with my alpha male. I'm in public with a man I've debased myself for. I've kissed his feet, but nobody knows that. No, they aren't paying any attention to Aiden. He's just another customer.
Give me your phone.
I obey, and he dials his number, giving us a line of communication. He walks away, sitting at a table in the corner.
Right there, the table near the customers. Have a seat.
He says through the phone. Yes, sir. I take slow, anxious steps, sitting on the hard plastic while customers bustle past.
Tell me about this job, Ash. Do you like it?
I mean, it's all right. Gives me some spending money. And my manager's cool.
Answer me this. Why does a queer work?
What do you mean? It's obvious to make money.
No, go deeper. What do people do with that money?
Spend it on themselves, pay bills, save for retirement.
That's what men do. What do queers do with money? Some blow it on themselves, buying designer clothing to fill a void. Some spend it on trips and vacations. Some save and invest. That's all wrong, though. Those are vain attempts to fill the emptiness within you. Queer cash is only useful for one thing. You know what it is.
Pleasing. The alpha.
Yeah. The flutter in your stomach when you make a man happy. Nothing compares. It's a signal from nature that you're behaving properly. You're fulfilling your purpose.
To serve, to obey.
I don't want you working for a burger chain, Ash. There are more valuable uses for a boy like you. You should be working for me, no one else.
Should I quit?
No. That's too easy. Any queer can do that. I require something much more difficult. Something that will crystallize your devotion.
Sir, I don't know about this. Are you sure?
Shh. Relax. You need to trust in your man, your hero. There's nothing to fear. I'm here with you. I'm in control. You need to let go. Turn off that brain. Let the anxiety drift away.
I take a deep breath. I clear my mind. There's movement between my legs, his words. They're inflating my cock. Working for a man, contributing to his empire. My muscles unwind. A dreamy, silly smile forms on my lips. Oh God, yes. How can I serve you, master?
Good. You're feeling it.
His voice is low and breathy, like he's here whispering into my ear.
Your pants, unbutton them.
Yes. With my free hand, I reach low. The button comes undone. I unzip.
Lick your palm.
I obey.
Take it out. Show everyone what a good boy you are. Show love for my music.
Favorite singer. The world freezes while my fingers glide into my waistband. Like a machine in a factory, I move without thought. My dick springs free, smacking my stomach with a sick thud. I grip the warm cylinder. I wet the flesh with my saliva. Up, down, up, down. My hand moves while my vision blurs. Pulses of erotic ecstasy travel down the shaft, entering my core. I hear no sound, only Aiden's light breathing into the phone. The room spins. I never got to come yesterday. He sent me home before reaching climax. I never finished the job. I was too confused and focused on writing lyrics for him. Arousal has been building and building in my balls. They're sore. Nobody in the restaurant seems to have noticed me. It's like I'm invisible. But it's only a matter of time. Deep beneath this sexual haze, an undercurrent of fear swirls. My heart pulses and pounds. Sweat beads on my upper lip.
Tell me how much you love my music.
It's so perfect, Master. When I first heard you, I couldn't stop listening. I bought all your albums. There's a poster of you in my bedroom.
Did you ever jack off to it?
My mind reels. His words dredge up forgotten memories. I was so horny. I thought about the two of us becoming friends, the two of us fucking a girl together.
You think I'd ever fuck a girl with you?
He scoffs.
That's not what you need. Isn't this so much better?
Yes. 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 It happens. An older man turns to face me. He freezes up. For a brief moment, his face is emotionless, like he can't process what he's seeing. We make eye contact. I pump my penis.
What the fuck?
His nose crinkles. Other customers turn.
Is he really?
Disgusting.
Honey, don't look. It's time to go.
Fucking pervert trash.
Their words sink into my body like daggers. But I don't stop. No. With each new pair of eyes, my cock grows harder. With each insult, I pump faster. Something weird is happening. The shame. It's morphing. Master, what's happening to me? I feel good. Aiden just laughs and hangs up. He wants to sit back and enjoy the show. A young woman turns, letting out a high-pitched shriek when she sees my horny penis. My tongue flops out. I pant like a dog while my cheeks grow rosy.
You sick fuck, get out of here.
A young, athletic man with buzzed hair approaches.
Fucking degenerate.
Look at it! Please look at my penis! The words exit my mouth, but I barely comprehend them. I'm speaking from my soul. I don't even feel human.
What?
Look at my dirty body, please! My wet, hard penis. It's so nasty. It's so filthy! My shame. My shame. He backs away, a look of absolute revulsion in his eyes. Behind him, families leave in a hurry, careful not to look in my direction. An older woman stands in the corner, speaking into her phone. She reads off the restaurant's address. She's calling the police.
Ashton?
My manager arrives, drawn by the commotion.
What the hell?
Is it okay? I need to do this. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
What's wrong with you?
His nose crinkles like he's looking at a piece of shit.
Put that away. You need to stop.
I can't. Oh God, this has to happen. Don't you understand? I rotate my fist with each pump, stimulating extra surface area. Wave after wave of raw, primal euphoria flows over my skin. This feels like a dream. I might faint.
Look, I'm doing you a favor here.
My manager steps in close.
No chance in hell you can work here after this, but I'll let you leave before the cops come. Just get the hell out. This needs to stop. I don't ever want to see you here again. Do you understand?
I'm fired?
Yeah, fired. Leave. Now.
I gaze up into his eyes. Who is this man? He isn't my alpha. He doesn't decide my future. Please, I whisper. Look at my cock. Look at my dirty penis. His lip quivers with disgust. He pulls back.
Fucking pervert! Go to hell!
Yes, I'm a pervert. Broken. I need you to look at my cock. It feels so good. I don't understand why. Need to keep touching. Need to keep jacking. My vision blurs. Sound fades in and out. The pleasure only builds and builds. I'm on the edge. So close to release. But something forces me back to reality. Out in the parking lot, a police car pulls up. The old lady on the phone runs out to greet them, pointing in my direction.
Time to go.
Aiden's voice booms behind me.
Put that shit away.
While he speaks, his queers rise from their tables. They race outside, swarming the cops, talking and waving. They're stalling. They're shielding us.
What? Who are you?
My manager scoffs at Aiden.
You know Ashton?
Yeah, he's mine.
My stomach does a backflip. I release my cock, shoving the wet, hard tube into my underwear. Aiden grabs my shirt and pulls me to my feet. I stumble behind him while the crowd watches. The air is thick with murmurs. Their disdain is palpable. I keep my eyes low. I can't bear to face the shame. Aiden loads me onto the bus and tells the driver to leave. He peels away from the curb, stopping at the corner to allow the other queers in. For the first time since I met them, they show actual emotion. They laugh and joke. There's excitement, like we just pulled off a bank robbery.
Did you see their faces? Priceless.
You've got a nice cock, Ash.
Yeah, you did good work back there.
Their words fill me with joy, but my mind goes back to what Aiden said in the restaurant. I'm his! A tingle races down my spine.
Well, so much for your food service career.
He approaches and sits beside me. It's over. I shouldn't be working for anyone else.
That's right. I decide what work you do. I decide if you have a job and make money. The Lord giveth. The Lord taketh away. The Alpha makes the decisions.
It's simple, easy.
I'm proud of you, Ash. This is a difficult lesson to teach. Now, you understand, though. I'll take care of you. No matter how extreme the request, you need to obey. Trust that I'm in control of the situation. Trust that I know what's best.
Yes, no more thinking. He runs a hand through my hair, eyeing me with an expression bordering on affection.
Yeah, no more thinking.
This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.